Welcome to the Embodied CEO podcast. I'm Kirsten, and I like to say that I'm an idealistic entrepreneur because I want it all. The career, motherhood, freedom of time and money, and fun in my business. And in 20 years of entrepreneurship, I've learned how hard this road can be for women when we try to reach the top in business, especially for those of us who also threw motherhood into the mix. My accidental life's mission has become all about empowering women to become powerful in whatever season of life we find ourselves in right now. Our road is often harder than it should be, and we've been told by many that we should travel it in a way that honestly doesn't match our reality. This podcast is about rejecting that and trusting our own instinct instead. It's about dreaming the big dream and being mothers if we choose to or not, and it's about boldly taking up space, using our voice, and building goals that don't have to make sense to anyone other than ourselves. We're going to have the no-holds-barred conversations while raising each other up and maybe sometimes while crying together if we have to, because we can be CEOs in a way that actually feels good. I'm so glad you're joining me. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Embodied CEO podcast. I'm very excited about our guest today because I get to talk to this lady multiple times a week. You guys have seen her online, probably, if you follow Screen Nutrition, but you've never gotten to actually talk to her, or well, you don't get to now either, but you've never actually gotten to hear her outside of Instagram Reels or a couple of Instagram stories. So I'm super excited to introduce you to the other dietitian on my Screen Nutrition team. Hello, Rachel.
Hi.
Welcome. It's first time that you and I have done this kind of official conversation because we have a lot of these conversations, but they're, you know, BTS. They're never like, let's sit down and record what we have to say. But I have a bunch of great stuff that I want to talk to you about because I'm also very curious to know the answer to some of these things because I don't think I've ever officially asked you some of these things. So this is going to be a good one. But first, why don't you take a second, introduce yourself, tell everybody kind of like how you ended up as a dietitian, what's your background, where are you from, what's your favorite food, tell us all the good stuff.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I feel like I haven't been asked that kind of thing in so long, but I'm so excited to be here. So let's see. I have always grown up in sports and always grew up being in love with food. And I
love that already. I grew up being in love with food. I mean, who isn't though?
It was so funny because I actually grew up like such a picky eater. And then as I got less picky or as I got older, I just started trying things and I was like, oh my gosh, what have I been missing this whole time?
I didn't know that about you, actually. You would have not struck me ever as a picky eater because so, you and I will go to any kind of restaurant and you're always like, sure, I'm game. Let's do it.
I know. I literally survived off of buttered noodles and milk. My parents had to like pull the milk out of my hands because I would just fill up on milk. And that's all.
But I mean, if you're going to pick a food to have a hyperfixation on, like milk's not a bad one to go with. So there is
not a bad thing. But anyways, I read a newspaper article actually about a local dietitian that worked in my area and how they worked with athletes. And I thought that that was just the coolest thing ever. And I was like, okay, well, that's obviously what I'm going to do now. So got into school and started in like the health track and nutrition and exercise because I wanted to combine all the things and just always knew that I didn't want to do clinical. I didn't want to do food service, didn't want to do anything else. I always knew I wanted to work one-on-one with people and make an impact and change lives. And I've been so grateful to be able to have the opportunities to do that. And I feel like the opportunity working with you is such a rare one, obviously. And even working with like one-on-one, I feel is less common now in dietetics. So just being able to combine, you know, this functional side of nutrition that I was not familiar with before starting with you has really opened my eyes to all of the different ways that we can help and can work with people. And that's been really amazing. And yeah, I always knew I just wanted to help people, work with people, build relationships, and just be able to share my passion, which is talking about food and how it impacts our bodies.
Talking about food and eating food. I love that so much. There's so much good stuff in there, but I want to back up one second because you said something that I also didn't know, which how did I not know all these things? I swear we talk a lot, Rachel and I, but I didn't know these things.
We talk every week, guys.
We talk multiple times a week, you know, through like three different means, like Zoom and Slack and text and whatever, and sometimes through memes. But what you said was that you read an article, and I always like, I fell in love with nutrition as a profession when I read the sports nutrition Bible, basically, from, you know, a famous dietitian.
Yeah, exactly. And it always makes me think, like, who was the first? Do you know what I mean? Because every dietitian you talk to is like, well, I read this thing from this dietitian, which multiple points there to take away, right? One, like, somebody was the first, and who was that person? And can we tell her thank you? I mean, Nancy Clark was sort of the pioneer in the sports nutrition side, but still there had to be somebody beforehand who was like, nutrition is amazing. Let's work with people on that, right? But the second piece of it, it just goes to show that I feel like we as dietitians who do enjoy what we do and are doing a little bit of the non-traditional thing need to continue to talk about it, because there's somebody sitting right now in a college class going, I freaking hate this accounting class that I'm currently taking, and I really want to do this other thing, but that's not a job. But like, no, it is. You just need to hear people talk about it. So I love that. I didn't know that was your trigger, an article. How amazing. Did you ever write that dietitian? You should have written to that dietitian. And
that dietitian actually ended up being my mentor later.
What the heck? That's
full
amazing.
Full circle moment for me. I know. But pretty cool.
That is a full circle moment. This could be like a whole episode by itself of just like, I met her and I fangirled and then she mentored me. Did you tell her that she was the reason?
I feel like I did. It's a male.
That's and okay. This story's getting better and better, because male dietitian, there's like 8 of them total.
That's true. I feel like he just has like a very even, you know, demeanor. And I feel like I told him and there wasn't that.
And he was like, that's,
you know,
nice.
Big reaction. But yeah, exactly.
It's because it was a guy. Gotta love him. But yeah, their emotional reactions are usually not quite as big as ours.
Right.
I love
He's
that,
very
though. That's
all business.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, that's a lot of men, right? Like, again, we love them for that. But sometimes you got to pull those things out of them. That's a really cool story, actually. I had no idea.
Yeah.
And then fast forward a little bit, because when I first met you, I didn't know that you'd only been a dietitian for a relatively short period of time, like when you and I first met. Because, you know, I'm old at this point. So like for me, like everyone has been around forever, because that's kind of how I'm like, it's been 20 years literally since I became a dietitian, which is really weird to say, but literally 20 years, 2004. So I don't think about that often, but you've been with me for 3 years now. Did you know that? Like this month will be 3 years.
No way. That's not been that long.
Yeah. This month
time
is 3 years. Time does fly when you're having an amazing time, right? Just say that.
Exactly. No, I wasn't going to say that.
Yeah, I meant it also,
right? I've been a dietitian for maybe 2 years.
Before we met.
I'm going on my 5th year right now. Yeah.
So like, I didn't realize that when we first had our little interview process. You were just that impressive. You were literally, we've talked about this. You were at the top of my wish list of like, that's the one I want to hire. And then, you know, we just had to have some conversations about how do we make this work. But tell me real quick how you found me. I think I know, but tell everybody how you found me and what were you looking for? Because you said a second ago that you wanted to work, you know, in one-on-one, but not in like the clinical track. And a lot of people, I think, get really blinded, that's not a word, have blinders on, thinking that blinder, you get blinded. Don't edit that out. That's funny. but so a lot of people, I feel like, have blinders on, thinking that there's only one way to do something, especially because we're told that, right? So many of us are told that by preceptors, well-meaning preceptors. But how did you even look for me? Like, how did you know to look?
I think, honestly, just like fell into
we're having
lap.
Trouble today, like it's early, y'all, it's early, it is in the early. Morning. We're having trouble, words are hard.
I know, it kind of fell into my lap. So I've always been someone who I don't sacrifice like my happiness. Like I know that it might not always work out the way I imagine, or it might not be the like pay me the most money or whatever, you know, people are motivated by different things, but I always know that like I want to feel purpose and I want to have passion for what I'm doing and the people that I'm working with and like the message that I'm spreading and just staying true to myself in that way. And so I had like sought out further education, and we were actually a part of like the same Facebook group of like,
which was another coach's Facebook group, by the way. Yeah. We were in another coach's group, by the way, which is funny.
I wasn't going to mention that, but
that's okay. That's fine. I have no shame in that game. That's how we all came here.
So I had like taken a course just to, you know, learn how to better coach people, right? Because I mean, they teach like motivational interviewing, but not so much like how to coach people. And so we were part of that same Facebook group, and I saw your Facebook post looking for an associate dietitian, and I was like, oh my God, I think that's my dream job. So I was so excited when I saw that, because it was everything that I wanted to do, which was work more so with an athletic population, come from a place of looking at someone holistically, right? So looking at their microbiome, their micronutrients, hormones, all of the stuff. And just coming to people, like meeting people where they're at, understanding that like everyone's going to come from a different place, but usually everyone needs like somewhat of a similar education. And like, we just need to set some nutrition foundations. And like, I stalked you on Instagram, obviously. And I was like, oh my God, me and Kirsten are on the total same wavelength. Like, we think the same way. She articulates things the way I want to be able to articulate things. And I admired you so much. And I was like, this is someone that I need to learn from. Like, this is someone that I need to be around. And I was just like enthralled by everything. So
why have
so,
we never
so,
had
so
this
excited.
Conversation before? Why did it take
I
us
feel
so
like
long?
You
tell
know
me more.
That.
Tell
you
me more.
That,
That's amazing. That's amazing.
But yeah, and I remember it was like summer of 2020, wasn't 2021?
2021, because it's 3 years this year. Yeah, I hired you, I think, end of May 2021.
Yeah.
So it was like early summer 2020, like early May 2021. Yep.
Yeah. And I remember like being at my parents' house and just being so excited. And I was like, guys, look at this dietitian. Like, I'm obsessed with her. And she posted a job and I could potentially work from her. I was just so excited. I remember feeling that way.
Okay. So now this is a total like side quest, but we're going to go there for just a second.
Her.
I also didn't know that you were at your mom's house. Look at her. She goes, I know, because Kirsten goes on side quests all the time. It's literally what Kirsten does. Main character
like
energy going
that.
On side quests. So you were at your parents' house, which I also didn't know.
Yeah.
And you know this. Your mom and I are like secret besties. Like, you know this. I've
yeah.
never met your mom, but your mom and I are secret besties because your mom and I have this whole like email relationship. Rachel's mom is the best and she emails me all the time.
Oh
and
my
I
God.
Email her back all the time. She's amazing.
I love
so
that.
What did your mom say when you like showed her, look at this dietitian, I'm going to apply to work with her? Was your mom like, what the hell were you thinking? Was your mom like, go for it?
No, my parents have been so, so, so supportive of anything that I want to do. And obviously they know like the way that I thought about nutrition and like what my goals were. And like in taking that coaching course, like they knew that I wanted something different. And I showed them you and they just knew that like we aligned in our ways of thinking, which I think is like part of why we obviously can work together so well is because we think the same way
the
about
same.
Nutrition. So yeah, they were so excited. But yeah, my mom loves you and she will like reply to Kirsten's emails. Sometimes she'll be like, this is such a great point. Like, what a great post. The way you worded this is amazing. Or, you know, whatever she says. But
I adore
so
her. One day I'll come meet her. One day I'll just show up at her house
Please.
And be like, hi, I'm here for coffee because I just want to hang out. Memes is amazing. Yes. Like, I
that.
Adore her. She
yeah.
is the best.
Memes.
Memes, sorry, that's like, is that what you call her? Because that's what I call her.
Every no.
time I call her that,
like
you can
her
tell
nickname.
Her. That's her. That's my nickname for her. That's what I call her. But anyway, I adore your mother. She is amazing. The fact that you found me, I feel like was so almost serendipitous because when I was looking, it was not because I was well-planned. It was because I was drowning. Like legitimately, mm-hmm. you remember our first conversation. I was like, listen.
Yeah.
I'm drowning. I got like 40 people
yeah.
and I got 10 on a wait list and I don't know where to put them. And like, I'm exhausted and like, they all need help. And I need somebody who can basically just jump in and kind of build the plane while we're flying it with me
yeah.
so that we can make this thing a bigger thing. Like I had the vision and I knew what I wanted to do, but it was kind of like loose. It wasn't well-defined, right? Like I knew the vision, but like the logistics of it weren't well-defined. So what made you, despite knowing all of that, go, yep, I'm still all in?
Oh my gosh. I just remember being so excited to learn and to grow with you. And I knew like deep down in my gut, like this is an amazing opportunity. And like, I just wanted to be around you, honestly. And like, I just wanted to learn and grow from you and like soak up everything that you could teach me. And just like your energy obviously is so contagious and just being around you, it like just made me want to be a better dietitian. And I was
my
like,
side
yeah,
quest energy.
I was like, obviously
my,
I want to work for somebody like this.
Somebody a little
obviously
bit unhinged with a lot of ideas.
Well, honestly, your personality is amazing, but also you're an incredible dietitian and you have so much that you have taught me. And I learn something new every time I talk to you. So that's something that like I obviously sought out because I feel like once you get into the workplace, you don't always necessarily have somebody like that. And especially in dietetics, like oftentimes you're on your own or, you know, you don't have a mentor, like you're often seeking out other, you know, connections. So this is obviously like a perfect opportunity for me to be just a part of something that I was super passionate about. Number one, work for somebody that I looked up to and just be around, you know, this company that the sky was the limit, right? Like, I didn't know what was going to happen, but I knew that I wanted to be a part of whatever was, wherever we were going to take things. And like, obviously, I just felt like I could trust you. I felt like you had my back and like you had, you know, my best interest in mind too. Obviously, it's your company, so I feel like that's sometimes maybe difficult. Like, your employees maybe get lost sometimes, but I always felt like, oh, she like obviously wants me to succeed too, you know? And I felt like that was really rare. So you're just such a special person, Kirsten, and it made such a big impact in my life.
I love her and why she's been here for 3 years. You're the best. You really are. I adore you. You know that. But that actually is super important to me. And it's funny because I made a reel yesterday and some people got very angry about it. I had to turn comments off because, you know, some men had comments about, you know, like, none of this is true. Anyway, there'll be a follow-up reel today. Y'all can look for it later. But anyway, it is so important to me and always has been that this business and any business of mine isn't just about, can we generate cash? Like, obviously that matters. It's a business. People have to live, right? Like, you have to pay bills and people have to live, but it's never been the motivator for me. And I think I was in a very, not I think, I know I was in a very privileged situation when I started this business that financially we didn't need it, right? Like, my husband and I were very established. We had done this work before and I didn't have to go work. Like, I really didn't, which gave me this incredible freedom to just decide, what do I want to build? Not how am I going to make the most money, but what do I want to build? And it was so important to me when I hired you, when I hired Alex, and I hired you guys like back to back, like I hired two people like back to back. And I was like, this is scary as shit, but I did it anyway. But I knew that this was the goal for me was build a platform that can grow with us where everybody rises. Not a platform where I get all these people to do all the work and I make all the money. That has never been the target. The target has always been, how do I improve how we do things, what the outcome is for you, for me, for the client, for everybody, and then just stack on top of that. So hearing you say that that's the feeling you've had literally makes me so happy, because that's the only goal I've ever had with managing other people. And I've managed people for a really long time, but managing people in other people's businesses is hard, because you don't get to make the decisions. You just have to make sure they fall in line with the decisions that were made above your head. But when you do build your own thing, you get to decide, this is the standard to which I want to hold it. So now I have to execute on that and lead people on that same standard so that they have the benefit and they're not just feeling like cogs in a wheel, because that has never been my goal. So I'm very happy that you don't feel that way.
No, and you've always just been so open to any ideas or suggestions that I've had. And like, we've really changed things a lot since the beginning, and it's just been an amazing thing to be a part of, because like, I feel like I'm a part of it, right? Like, I feel like I've contributed to something that's like bigger than myself.
Yeah,
like, it's both of our vision, obviously, like, it's your business, but yeah, you know, no, I but feel that, like, I've been a
you've been an integral component of that. It wouldn't look the way that it does without your vision as part of that, right? Like, and that's, I think, the fine line in entrepreneurship, that in the end, you know, you carry the risk of it and you have to make sure it works, but not including the people who execute a good chunk of the work in the decision and in the vision is just the detriment to everybody. And I think you see this in, you know, if you go into like a retail business and you see the employees that work the front line having to complete stupid ass tasks that, you know, somebody in a boardroom decided was relevant, but has never actually physically gone and done the work. Like, the disconnect is so obvious, and you can't do that in this kind of business, because it's direct frontline client work. Do you know what I mean? Like, if your clients are unhappy, or if your employees are unhappy, rather, your clients are going to be unhappy and your business doesn't work. So the whole goal for me has always been, how do we create something that people actually are excited to show up for? And you and I feel like have had a really good rapport with figuring out, because again, we're human and life happens, when you have things going on in your life that kind of require you to offload a little bit, where we're like, okay, we got to put a cap because this is too much. And this, like, you have other responsibilities and other things. We've been able to manage that and shift that. And, you know, I don't think I have, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I've ever been like, no, I don't care how you feel, take 10 more people. It's never been that.
Right.
Right. Like, it's always been, how are you feeling? Where are we? How can we shift? Yes. Where can we change so that everyone's happy and healthy?
Yeah, 1000%. Always just like checking in with me on like where I'm at as a human, and like making me feel like I'm not just an employee, but someone that you care about. Like, I feel like you're my friend, you know?
I always feel, and I joke about this a lot because I say this to Alex sometimes too, because there's a decent age difference, let's be honest, with you and
we
actually had this conversation the other day. I could sort of be your mom, but I would have been a very young teenage mom, let's be honest. But Rachel and
you're
I were
like
doing
my
this math.
Older half sister.
That's it. Like, I feel like I'm your older sister from a different mom. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're that. Or maybe the same mom, because I love your mom. So maybe the same mom. I love my mom too. But anyway, stepsisters, I don't know. But I feel that way truly because we have a working relationship that goes beyond you work for my business. And that's what I wanted, mm-hmm. right? And everybody can build their own entrepreneurial business the way that they want. Some people want a big distance between themselves and the people that do the work for them. I never wanted that because it's like we're building a thing that I want to show up for. I don't want to build a business where I'm like, oh my God, I got to talk to Rachel today. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's right. not the vibe. The vibe is, oh, I get to go to DC and hang out with Rachel for 2 days and we're going to create something amazing. Like, we just did that, right? 2 weeks ago, I was up there and we just created something from nothing because there is that connection that goes beyond you work in this business.
Yeah. And like, that's been such an amazing part of being a part of like entrepreneurship is, you know, we can create it to be anything that we want. And that's super exciting. And like, I didn't have any idea how to do that or what that looks like. So being able to, you know, work together with you and kind of be creative and figure out what that looks like and create whatever we want to create has been super cool. And, you know, taps into a different part of your brain, right? And then a different part of like a multifaceted, you know, type of job. Like, it's not, I'm not just one-on-one counseling, I'm also creating something, right? And I get to do that all the time, so super cool.
And you get to kind of fill gaps, right? Like, from the one-on-one coaching, I think this is what frustrates so many people in clinical, that you see that there are massive gaps in the support that people get, but in a clinical setting you can do nothing about it because it's like you need to show up, you have to see 20 clients on your, you know, checklist today, and then they all get discharged and you never have any impact. But here we get to see, dude, so many people are struggling with this. We need a way for this to be accessible to people. Let's create something that, yes, serves the company. Obviously, we're not in here to lose money. That's not the goal. It's still a business. But like, that serves people where they're at and allows you to tap into different parts of nutrition where it's, you know, like, oh, I never got to do functional stuff in any other setting because people don't do that stuff. And here we get to literally make up how we want to serve people as we go, which has always been my goal.
I know. So cool. And I just feel like I'm making a bigger impact than I ever could have made, like, on my own if I had never found you, right? And if we had never started doing, like, functional stuff with people. And it just feels like, I don't know. And nothing that I would have ever expected being able to do, like, being in school. Just because, you know, most people do go into clinicals. And, like, I remember even wanting to go into, like, sports nutrition. So many of my professors were like, oh, well, like those jobs are so few and far between, right? And, you know, why don't you apply for like these other internships? And I'm like, no, like, I know what I want to do. Like, I know I have a vision. I'm going to follow that. And I'm not going to do anything that doesn't serve like my vision and my passion.
Yeah. I wanted to say that earlier when you brought that up. I also love that this is such a difference between your generation and my generation because I am a Gen Xer, but very last minute Gen Xer. I just want to point out I'm almost a millennial. I was born 6 months away from being a millennial. So like, I'm not, you know, the 1965 Gen Xer. But like, my generation grew up with parents who are very much like, it doesn't matter whether you love your job. It matters whether your job pays you lots of money. Like, that's how I was raised. My dad hated work half the time. My brother to this day hates his job. Like, he's miserable as can be in his job, but he's like, well, this is what I have to do in order to provide for my family. And I'm like, well, is it though? Like, is it though? And I know a lot of people sometimes think it's easy for me to say that now, you know, 20 years in, but like, I just really want to point out that my husband has had that philosophy since we met, and I had many sleepless nights and many days of fear of like, but like, when is it going to be stable? Because we've done this for a really long time, and it is possible to build an entire, not just future, but current life with three children, with multiple houses where, you know, we carry mortgages and it isn't just sunshine and roses all the time, but it's legitimate responsibility. But you can do that in entrepreneurship in a way that you actually want to do the work, which doesn't mean there aren't days where you're like, fuck, everything sucks and I really just want to burn it all down. But then you also realize, like, I literally get to change what I don't like. I literally get to change it. I don't have to repeat the same thing for 20 years. I can, you know, put my head with the other smart people that I have hired and go, this isn't working for me. I hate all of this. How can we change this? And then we can take our time building it exactly the way that we want. And that's the beauty of doing this kind of work.
which has happened. Like, we have had to be like, okay, this isn't working. Let's pivot.
And we can. Yeah. And how great is it that we can, right? And not just in, and tell me how this feels from your perspective, because obviously it's easy for me to say this because in the end, the buck stops with me. But I want to feel as though I've been open to when you say this isn't working, even when I don't see it. Because the reality is when I first hired you, we were both seeing one-on-one nutrition clients, right? But then I have let mine attrition since that happened. At this point, pretty much I don't take any. Like, pretty much if there's one-on-one clients, they go to you. Every so often I'll take one because it's a direct referral from a friend who's a physician or whatever, but it's basically a favor to a friend. But like, essentially you take all of our one-on-one nutrition clients, which has been a big pivot. And sometimes because you're now the front lines, I don't see that there's problems in things and you do. How would you say it's been like coming to me and saying, hey, this thing's not working. Can we address that?
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like you've created such a open space for me to feel like comfortable being able to communicate something like that, even though it is difficult because it's like, this isn't my business, right? This is somebody else's idea. Like, now I'm kind of coming to them and challenging it. So yeah, in a way it is somewhat intimidating, but you know, I also have my clients and the business in mind, right? And I want both to succeed. So if I'm seeing something that's just not working, like, I know that it's going to be better for everybody if I were to say something.
Yeah. This is a big piece that I always tell my business clients when they start hiring somebody, because I'll get a lot of questions of like, well, what do I look for? What skills do they have to have? And I'm usually like, I don't really give a shit what skills they have. Like, obviously, if you're hiring someone to be a dietitian, you have to be credentialed to be a dietitian. But like, I don't care what your skills are in using Practice Better, or, you know, what your counseling experience is, or I don't care about those things. What I care about is it a personality that is going to have skin in the game with the business? Like, is it a person who truly wants to see this experiment succeed and grow with it as we go? Or is it somebody who's literally just there to collect a paycheck and doesn't actually give a shit and then wants to clock out, right? Like, fully knowing no one's ever, as an entrepreneur, no one's ever going to care about your business to the depth that you do as the entrepreneur, obviously, because you birthed it. It's your thing, right? It's like the auntie cares about your kid, but you're going to care about your kid more, right? Like, that's just reality. Hopefully for most moms, that's just reality. But knowing that, like, I have always looked for people that I felt truly wanted to have a stake in it, who wanted to become a part of it, and also know that I'm giving you, you know, the platform to do that, the platform to have a part in it and to feel like you're growing something that benefits you just like it benefits me.
Yeah. And I really felt that way, honestly, from the beginning, but then especially since, like, I was a part of the Instagram, because that wasn't always the case. Like, once we transitioned to, like, screen nutrition, and then being able to just have my face out there more and have people be like, oh, like, I want to work with Rachel, you know, like, that felt pretty cool to then be able to be a part of it like that.
I love that you brought that up, because that was like a lot of people
forgot about that
behind the scenes. Yeah. But a lot of people behind the scenes were asking me, like, are you sure that you want to let her in on that? I'm like, well, but like, yes, because we are screen nutrition. Do you know what I mean? And I think before it was because I had the other Instagram before I hired you. So it was sort of like Kirsten's Instagram. But then I was like, this is the difference between being a coach and becoming a CEO. I didn't want Kirsten's coaching Instagram. It was Screen Nutrition, the business. And these are the people who do the work, right? And we've had other people since then come through the doors and leave again. And those people were present on Instagram because they were part of the company. And that's always been the goal. I don't want Screen Nutrition to be Kirsten is it. And then, yeah, okay, over here is Rachel. That's not it. Especially with our one, like, you see our one-on-one clients. I basically don't, right? So it always, to me, was important that as the company grows, the vision and the representation of the company is everybody, which again is so why it's so important that you hire people that fit into the company, not hire somebody who knows how to make a Canva template. That is not somebody who's going to raise your business. Do you know what I mean? Like, you need somebody that is going to become a part of it. Like, you have just become a part of Screen Nutrition. And I actually want to ask you on that note, because I know you and I've had this conversation offline. What did it feel like? And we've had many of these, like, let's work through it. But knowing that you're stepping into a coaching business where the person was the face of the coaching and everybody was listening to that person because of her nutrition stance, and now suddenly you are it and you're coaching people that maybe found the company through me originally. What did that feel like? Because I know that there was a growing process through that.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I just want to say I still don't really know how to make a Canva template. I'm so bad at Canva.
It's okay. We got Alex for that.
I'm like, I just get frustrated with all the text box and all that stuff. Anywho's not one of my.
But you're an amazing coach, and that's what you're here for. So we're good.
Honestly, like from the beginning, I still felt like I'm a new dietitian. Like I don't exactly know everything that I'm doing. Like I know that this is someone that I want to be like. Like I admire you for a lot of reasons, and I knew that I just like wanted to be around you and like kind of soak up your mindset. So I was like totally open to it. Coming into something that, you know, necessarily like I wasn't the face of, I was like, okay, I know that I can learn and grow a lot here. That's totally fine. Like, I don't need to be the center of attention, right? I think it was a challenge in the beginning because my face like wasn't around as much and I didn't know how to post on Instagram. I was like, oh, I hate this. Like, I don't know what the heck I'm doing. And now I do it like 3 times a week. So we get there. But all that to say, It was a bit intimidating in a way because I also felt like I'm representing someone that I really admire. And like, and in general, I'm representing somebody else. And so I think we had the conversation too. You're like, Rachel, I just want you to be yourself. Like, I don't want you to worry about representing me. Like, yes, it is my business. But at the end of the day, like people are going to come and want to work with you. And like, I trust you. And I just want you to be like your true authentic self. And knowing that like you felt that way and supported me in that way, what like spoke volumes, right? To what you saw for the company and like that I wasn't just another, you know, representation of you. I wasn't like a little mini Kirsten, like I was Rachel and I could.
Could you imagine the world could not handle it? It would be way too much. Good God. I couldn't even handle it.
Well, you do have 2 daughters. So.
Yes, I am very aware. Thank you very much. They remind me daily and I can't even get mad. God damn it. You're exactly like me. I love that that it felt that way for you because that, I know we had these conversations a lot because I wanted you to grow into this role of like, step into your confidence. I wouldn't have hired you if I didn't believe that you were the right person for this job. I am slow to make the decision of, yes, this is the person. Even when my gut reaction says, yes, this is the person, I still sit with that. And I think about it, you know, not very long, like days. I'm never a person who sits on decisions long, but I don't like immediately go, yes, and let me not look at anything else. Like I do my due diligence on like, let me sit with the gut reaction and make sure it's right. But I am very quick to get rid of people that aren't the right fit. So you would have known very early if that wasn't the case. But I think it was a lot about, and this is why I value our weekly meetings and I value, you know, me coming up there to see you because Rachel doesn't live where I live. And I firmly believe that, yes, we can do a lot of things through the internet. But when you grow a company where somebody's a part of that company, at some point you have to get to know that person in real terms, in real life. And I see you pretty much quarterly at this point. Like I come to DC almost quarterly. And it was very important for me, for you to recognize what I saw in you, for you to recognize that like, it doesn't matter that you're a new dietitian. I need you to tap into the confidence that I know is there, that whatever you have to learn, you'll learn. And that's why we have our weekly meetings. I remember we used to go through all of our clients basically collectively weekly just to make sure everybody was on the same page. And we don't do that anymore because there's no need to that. But it was really just a piece of, let me help you cultivate the confidence that you can step up. And I never, ever, ever want you to feel like you are meant to be me because it also wouldn't translate, right? Like you were always meant to be you. With the same, like we have the same nutrition philosophy, the company's approach is the same, but I don't check your Instagram posts before you post them. Sometimes I messaged you yesterday. I'm like, oh my God, that reel was hilarious because you just post. And then I'm like, oh my God, look, that's hilarious. Like I have never micromanaged anybody. I don't micromanage my children. I'm not a helicopter mom. That's just not me because I don't want you to be a version that I have created. I want you to be you because you're going to be the best at being you. And the you that I hired is the you that serves our clients. So that from a business perspective, it's not just a let everybody feel good thing, but it's also a really smart business move to hire the people that you want represented in your business as themselves, because they're going to elevate your business.
Yeah. And that did give me a lot of confidence. And like, you never sat in on like any of my sessions, which was huge. I was like, oh, she just trusts me to do this? Like, okay, I've never done this. Like I had one-on-one counseling experience, but
sure.
Obviously what we do is a lot more in depth. And I was like, a scared little bird, you know, coming into it, like, again, feeling like, oh, I'm representing somebody, like, I have to, you know, make Kirsten proud. And then, of course, we had a lot of conversations around, like, hey, just be yourself, like, I trust you, so you just giving me, like, the authority to, you know, check in with you. We obviously talk every week, but, you know, make sure I had the tools and make sure I felt confident yep. in what I was doing. But you're like, hey, like, I trust you, you know, you're competent, you have these skills, like, you can do, you know, I have faith that all will go yep. well.
Well, and it was also part of the goal in that literally was for you to grow into your comfort level of how you're going to coach, because no one's going to coach the way I coach. No one's going to coach the way you coach. You're going to find your own way of coaching from a clinical perspective or a functional perspective. I wasn't worried about that part because, again, the functional skill, you can teach somebody that, right? And you and I used to have a lot of conversations about, okay, when you see this, it means this. When you see this, it's this. And, like, that's just mm-hmm. skill. But the only reason I had more of that skill than you did is because I'm older than you. That's the only reason, because I've been a dietitian much longer, not because I'm more capable. It's because I've been a dietitian much longer. And I knew you had the same capability. You just needed the time to learn that skill. But I never wanted you to become my version of a coach. I always wanted you to become the best version of your own coach and grow through that. And that also to me has meant, and you know this, we have fired some clients because coaching situations weren't amazing. For you and I both, I fired my one-on-one clients, but we have also fired some of your one-on-one clients. And it's always been important to me that you were able to say, okay, I've done everything that I can do with this person, but this person is literally not on board with this process and life is miserable for everybody. And then we had conversations, you and I, me with the client. And when it wasn't resolvable, like, my choice has always been, we remove the trouble, which in that case is the client, not the coach. And I think in a lot of other businesses, it would also always be the customer is always right. And that is utter bullshit. Customer, like, has anybody seen Karen videos on TikTok? Like, customers are not always right. There's a lot of bad customers in the world. But the goal was always, let's cultivate Rachel, the coach. Because I knew it was in there and I wanted you to become confident in your own ability to coach and not be influenced mm-hmm. by, Kirsten said to do it this way, so do it this way.
No, that's so funny. Actually, I remember, I think it was the second client that we fired. The first client we fired was, like, literally one of my first clients ever. But
it was a situation, yes.
Good times.
Good times.
I remember getting off a call with this client, like, feeling so much anxiety during the session, because I was like, oh fuck, this is not going how it was supposed to go. This person is, like, not on the same page as me. We are in different worlds. And then I remember calling Kirsten, like, absolutely bawling my eyes out, and she's like, what's wrong, are you okay? And I'm like, I just had this session with my new client, like, it went horribly. And she's like, okay, it's totally fine, like, we're gonna figure this out, she's just not a good fit, and, you know, we can send her to somebody else, and you did nothing wrong. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I thought you were going to be upset with me, like, that I couldn't deal with this very difficult person that just, like, at the end of the day, was not ready to
be coached.
Yeah. Just was not a good situation. But I was like, oh, Kirsten fucking has my back. Like,
yep.
That's awesome. And then obviously, like, every other time after that, I've just felt so comfortable coming to you with any issues, like, knowing, like, okay, at the end of the day, Kirsten has my back no matter what. So,
yep.
That felt,
because in the end of the day, it is about, like, you are my employee. Do you know what I mean? Like, these other people are clients, and I care about our clients so much, and I know you care about our clients so much, but the well-being of the business and the well-being of the employee, priority always, as long as we know we're doing things in good integrity and we have put our faith and our authenticity and our heart out to help people. And sometimes it just isn't a personality match. And then instead of fighting that and pretending for 4 months that, okay, we're fine, we're going to take this verbal abuse from a person who is literally not wanting to be here. No, that's not how a business runs. That's just not only not good leadership, but it's also really bad business, right? Like, that would be a really bad business move to make, because in the end, you'd be the one who's unhappy. And you are an integral part of this business, and I don't want you to be unhappy. Now, that's not to say that, you know, there aren't employees who abuse that in businesses, but you aren't that person, which is also why I hired you. This is why who you hire and how you hire is so important. And you have to form a connection with the person that works in your business so that you understand this person. And like you said, we have a relationship that goes beyond you happen to work in my company. And this is why it's so important to me, so that I do know when you bring something up, it's legitimate. Like, you're not just going to come and be like, I'm whiny today, everything sucks, blah, 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 get rid of this person. It's never that. Like, I know if Rachel shows up and says, this is awful, then something's really wrong and we have to address it and we have to fix it.
Yeah. I feel like I'm not really one to complain unless
you're not at all. Really wrong. No. And even sometimes when there are people who are legitimately just a little bit more challenging because, you know, we're dealing with very emotional things for a lot of people, you're not one to complain. Like, we just also know that there's a lot of grace given to people who are struggling through things and a lot of empathy for people who are really in a tough spot, which is, again, why I also trust your judgment, that I know you're not just going to be like, a person was hard today. I don't want to do this anymore. It's a, like, this person's really struggling. Like, what can we address? Yeah. How can we fix it?
Yeah, exactly. It's more so like, what else can I do to help this person? Like, how can I, you know, and then oftentimes, like, we'll collaborate and you'll give great advice of, hey, like, I've dealt with something like this before, you know, this is maybe how we handle the situation. So it's always been like a collaborative effort on if I'm struggling with a client.
I love that. That's the benefit of my 20 years of having done this. I've dealt with a lot of people. Not always easy. Amazing. Rachel, this has been so fun. I don't know why it took us so long to have this conversation. Anything else that you want to share that we haven't touched on, or you feel like we kind of covered what it's like to work for me in Screen Nutrition?
Yeah, I can't believe it's been almost three years.
Wild.
Like, it's been amazing to like see the company change and evolve, I guess. See like myself change and grow as a dietitian. And I know that in any other situation or any other job, like, it wouldn't have been the same growth that I see, and it wouldn't have, you know, carved the path of the dietitian that like I want to be. And yeah, I'm just super grateful, and it's so fun being on your podcast. And
we'll do this again. We'll have you on the podcast again because this was amazing. Thank you for being here. For everyone listening, because I know we have a lot of business people listening, we might have some dietitians listening as well. But if anybody is in need of one-on-one nutrition coaching, Rachel here sees all her clients. So if you want to hang out with her, that's where you find her. So you just shoot us a message at hello@screennutrition.com and we will connect you with Rachel because she is incredible. Thank you for being here with me, Rachel. For everyone else, as promised, I'm leaving you with a quote and a question at the end of every episode this season. And today's quote is actually so funny because we did not plan this ahead of time, but the conversation kind of led there naturally. But today's quote and is important whether you've managed people directly or you've been managed by somebody else. It's a quote by Sir Richard Branson, founder of Virgin Airlines. And the quote is, clients do not come first. Employees come first. If you take care of your employees, they will take care of your clients. That was not planned. That was literally a quote that I had pulled yesterday before this conversation. But it just goes to show how important it is that you do have rapport where you understand the priorities in your business, right? The humans within your business need to be happy and satisfied within the business as well. Otherwise, the business collapses. So my question that I'm leaving you with to ponder today, and as always, please hit me up in the DMs. I love when I get DMs from you guys after you listen to an episode. My question for you, are you hiring people to be a copy of you? Or are you looking at the potential people bring to your business and then fully cultivating who you know that they can be because that's what's going to move your business forward? Thank you all for listening. I will catch you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Embodied CEO podcast. To connect with me, head on over to www.kirstenscreen.com or find me on Instagram at @thekirstenscreen. My DMs are always open, so drop in and say hi. Be sure to follow, subscribe, and share the Embodied CEO podcast. And if you're tired of hustling to grow your coaching business and you want an easier way, I've got a free training for you on how to scale and sustain a six-figure coaching business without trading all of your time for money and the constant fear of not having clients. Give it a listen today and start getting your time and your freedom back in your business. Now, promise me you're going to go out there and take some action.